Walking through a marshy bit. It's incredibly green around here. Palm trees, bright green grass, up almost at head height, and squelching feet. And now we've just come to a clearing. We've just gone from this beautiful, lush green vegetation now to find everything blackened. Many of the trees have died. Their charred trunks are sticking out of filthy water, in which you can see the colourful sheen of the oil spill. Under the ground here, there's a pipeline of the part Italian-owned Nigeria Agip Oil Company. It says the leak was caused by people breaking into the pipe, sabotage. People in the village disagree, but whatever the case, the pollution is devastating. Just ask Jetty Matikmo, he's a fisherman who I found walking past the oil spill.
Even now we are suffering here. Even our crops does not grow well again.
Okay, so the oil spill here means you have to travel further to fish.
Yes, we're far away because of the oil. We go far, more than 2 hours we are trekking. Very far away. That side, there is no oil. No oil that side.
The Niger Delta is often in the news because of pollution or violence, but there is another side to this place, the unspoiled areas of natural beauty. I was taken deep into the forest to see what the Niger Delta looked like before the oil. We didn't see anyone for ages, the only company, plenty of birdsong, something we hadn't heard back in the area around the oil spill. And then we bumped into a man heading home with a wooden tray of soft drinks on his head. The dulcet tones of Jim Reeves drifting out of his mobile phone. Well, we've been walking through the forest for about an hour now and we've crossed several creeks and it's pretty swampy where we are right now. But I'm starting to see a huge pond ahead just through the gaps in the trees where there's fishing going on. This really is an insight into how beautiful this landscape is and how people here for generations have lived off the land, growing crops and fishing. There was a musical welcome at a fishing camp next to the water. Every 2 years, about 10 families come here and stay for the fishing season, which lasts about 3 months. The men were setting up fishing nets in the middle of the lake as the women smoked fish over fires.
I dry more than 30 fishes.
30?
Yes.
Every day?
Every day.
For mother of three, Ovi Joe, this provides a vital income for the family.
I will use this money to pay their school fees, to buy books for them. I will use this money even to buy their school uniform and do everything for them.
Well, two men have just come across from the middle of the lake and they've dragged ashore a huge basket, 6 to 10 meters in length, and there are quite a lot of fish inside. The yields are pretty good. 78-year-old Woloko Inabisa is grateful that the oil has not been found in this area because that means there's less risk of pollution.
What he's saying is that they got water for drinking, they got fishes, so there is nothing like pollution. Although if the oil prospecting companies come, they may find oil, but right now there is no oil here, so the area is okay to them.
As we walk back through the forest, there's the distant rumble of a helicopter belonging to one of the oil companies. Decades of oil production in the Niger Delta have made some well-connected people extremely wealthy. But people here living off the land tell me they've seen no benefit whatsoever from the oil money. It's not surprising then that they're hoping the oil companies stay away.